It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I am coming to you from Athens, Alabama. But the gentleman I'm about to talk to, he's from Athens, Alabama, but he's not in Athens, Alabama. He's in Nagaoka, Japan, and he plays basketball, and many of you know him as Richard Hendricks. Richard, welcome to the Mark White Show, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
So excited to have you. Athens High School basketball player. You played a lot of sports. You were an all-around athlete. Your parents, both educators. I'm glad to have you on the program. You're now 33 years old and still shooting hoops. You just signed with a new basketball team. I'm excited for you and the opportunities that have opened for you there in Japan.
Yeah, it's another year. This is actually my 13th year of professional basketball and my second year in Japan. So I've joined a new team with Niigata Albirex and it's been a good start for us. We just started season this past weekend, and we lost the first game. We bagged it up the next day with a win. So hopefully we can get some momentum.
How does your family enjoy living overseas throughout this process of your basketball career? I know your wife, you've been married how many years now?
Oh, we've been 7 years now.
Seven.
So 7 years, and in the 7 years, I think it's been about six or seven different countries. So, I mean, she's used to it, you know, our family's used to it, and you know, we're world travelers, and we make the best of it that we can. It's been a fun experience for me, and I'm definitely blessed and thankful for all the opportunities that basketball has allowed me.
Well, and you, of course, went from Athens High School to the University of Alabama to play basketball. I went on to Alabama as a walk-on kicker. I didn't actually get to play. You actually got to be on the court, which is quite remarkable, and you were a great athlete there at the University of Alabama and going on to the Golden State Warriors, I believe, from the University of Alabama, right?
Correct. That's correct. I was drafted 49th overall in 2008 to the Warriors after I graduated from the University of Alabama.
I want to go back to when you were in high school, Richard. How excited were you when you started to see that people were recognizing your talent?
I played basketball my whole life, but I also played, you know, baseball and football in middle school. And I think really the story kind of started with I got hurt actually in the eighth grade playing AAU basketball. And up until then, I'd had two pretty good years of middle school football, and I enjoyed the sport. And I was planning on rejoining the football team in the ninth grade, but I had an injury in the summer that just took me out of everything. It took me out of baseball and summer football, and it really was just a thought that I was thinking about getting healthy. And I ended up getting healthy in time for school to start back, and I was on the basketball team. And as a freshman, I started out in varsity and had a really good season. And, you know, I guess I just kind of say the rest was history, but I didn't know it would turn into something like this. I've always had personal goals, but I could say it probably all started right then that I realized in my freshman year in high school that I had a chance if I would just focus on my skills to make this a future.
Now, we all remember the dream team when it came to USA Olympics and that team that was built to go play across the world. When you were younger, did you even pay attention to basketball outside of the United States? Did you really know about what was going on around the world in basketball?
Well, I consider myself a little bit of a basketball junkie or historian. So, I mean, whatever game was ever on TV, I always watched it. Every college game, every professional game. Anytime they had some type of international dream team exposure, summer basketball that was on TV, I saw the game. So I was always able to watch the Olympics and watch the World Championships and whatever game would be on. And I got familiar with a lot of players who had an international presence. So when my career took a turn to the international game, I actually was familiar with a lot of the superstars from abroad.
That's great. I'm glad that you did. Those connections, of course, help. And I want people who are listening right now, especially younger people, to think about being able to adapt if they're an athlete and think about opportunities that maybe are an extension of what you may dream about, because it's not necessarily the path that we dream about or the goals that we have, but sometimes it's the things that can come off of that, the pathways that are created outside of our dream. And if we just are willing to go with that path, it may work out for us in the end.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big believer in going with the flow. I think if I go back to my childhood, I think my goal was always to be a player in the NBA. You know, I came pretty close with obviously getting drafted and making a roster, but my career didn't seem to take that path like I'd hoped and dreamed of. But I had some opportunities to take my professional career abroad. And, you know, I believe that I've made the best of it over the last 13 years. And I've been a lot of places. I've played on high-level teams, played for some great coaches, won some championships, and got some awards on the highest levels, and played with some of the best talent in the world. So, and in some of the best venues. So my career, for me, I've enjoyed the ride, and hopefully I can continue to enjoy it.
Richard, you mentioned your childhood, and what I like to do with guests that are on my program is let them go back to people who made a difference in their life, share about those people and the influence that they had, because I do believe that we're not who we are without some powerful influences and some people who are examples to us.
The list is, you know, unlimited. I mean, but first and foremost, I have to start with my parents. I mean, you know, with my parents being my biggest supporters and my dad, you know, putting the basketball in my hands at a young age and, you know, just teaching me how to play the game and teaching me everything he knew and just really just spilling all of his knowledge into me. I have to start with my parents and my dad and my mom. My mom, you know, has referred herself as the president of my fan club, and she's always been my biggest supporter. I mean, even to this day, both of them still stay up until obscure times of the night to log online to watch a game live, and they always are following the reports of the team. But, you know, being a kid from Athens and my parents being teachers and my dad being a coach, you know, my entire life I grew up in Athens High School and Athens City Schools. And when I look back on it, you know, I can remember as a little kid sitting on the bench of Coach Todd's basketball team, you know, being a water boy, being a towel boy from 3 years old, 4 years old, sitting on my dad's bench at games and keeping the stats for him. And when you get to this point, you meet so many people, you realize how fortunate you are to be from such a town that is so supportive. You know, when I come home, I have so many people who are still rooting for me. My parents tell me all the time they have people that they run in on town, and they ask how am I doing, and they want to know how they can follow my games. But being that kid, it's always growing up in the school system, I guess to say, I looked up to all the players that played at Athens High School basketball. I can remember back even as far as guys like Jeff Campbell and Billy Rice, and, you know, Philip Rivers was a really good basketball player and football player. You know, just to name a couple, could not leave out anyone. But I can remember every single player that played from the high school. And it always gave a little inspiration to me to continue to push myself athletically, and not just athletically, but academically. And that support that I feel from the people back home, it always makes me to have to carry myself in a way that I like to represent the people from back home in Athens. Because, you know, after meeting so many people and being so many places, you meet people that don't have a hometown support like I have and others do. And I don't take it for granted. And I'm appreciative of where I'm from. And you know, the list goes on and on of all of the people who have influenced me to help me reach the goals that I have. And I'm eternally grateful for all of them.
You mentioned academics and the importance of academics in your life. When a young person has a dream or a goal, sometimes they have to intertwine some things that they may not necessarily enjoy as much. But when it comes to academics, I believe that certainly is a part of, should be on the path of a young person if they want to succeed, especially when it comes to going to the next level from high school into college, and not just a player, but an actual student and an academic, a person who, when the sport ends for them, they have opportunities that can open doors there too, not just in the sport, but after it's over.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, sports and academics to me have always gone hand in hand, you know, and I definitely took my athletic career and my athletic endeavors very seriously, but, you know, I've always take my academics just as seriously, to the same degree, I guess to say. But definitely so. I found that, you know, I was able to use basketball as a vehicle to go and get an education. I got a scholarship to the University of Alabama. You know, I set a goal when I got there that I was going to be down there full time in the summer taking classes. If I was going to be working out, then I might as well pass classes. And I was fortunate enough to graduate, you know, in 3 years with a degree, and then I decided to turn pro. But with that, I understand the opportunities that education offers you and the college experience. And, you know, my advice that I would give to anyone is that if you got an opportunity to go and, you know, get an education and do it by way of athletics, then take advantage of it. I don't care what the level is. It can be high major, Division One, you know, NAIA, JUCO. Go and do it. Set some goals and take advantage of some of the best times of your life to better yourself academically and socially as well.
Richard, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to continue this conversation, but I want people, as you said, there are people who come up to you when you're in Athens and want to know how to follow your games. They talk to your parents about it, and I want people to be able to follow. I know in June you signed with a new team in Nagaoka, Japan. I'm hoping that you have an exciting season that is productive for you, but if you'll stick with me, we'll do another segment.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, folks, we're talking to Richard Hendricks, originally from Athens, Alabama. I'm here in Athens, Alabama as well, but this guy's in Japan right now, and he's playing basketball, and he's doing some great things, and we want to continue to talk with him. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen. To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, where we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. We've been talking to Richard Hendricks. He is in Japan right now. He's now signed with a new team in Japan playing basketball, professional, international basketball, and we'd like to welcome him back to the Mark White Show. Welcome back, Richard.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you. We've recognized people that made a difference in your life, your parents. You talked about that. You talked about being a young person watching other players at Athens High School, what they meant to you. You talked about having a scholarship at the University of Alabama and what it meant to you when it came to academics and athletics. You've been an encouragement so far, especially for somebody who's young, to listen to this conversation and to think about maybe their own path. We have some kids right now because of COVID-19 who are doing virtual learning, and it's something different than they've ever done before. So it does pose a new challenge for them, but I do hope that they're able to overcome the challenge, because that's what we have to do in life, is overcome adversity to fulfill our own dreams and our own destiny. And right now, I know it is a challenge for young people, but there may be something you might have to say to that, because it is different, but they can still be successful. They just have to focus maybe a little more than they did in traditional school.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's going to be curveballs that's going to be thrown your way. There's going to be obstacles. But if you set a goal, you know, and you just try to keep chugging along, keep pounding that rock, you know, just keep going and keep going and going, you'll eventually get there. So, I mean, I know right now it's just a very, very strange time for students. It's a strange time for me. I mean, there's a lot of adjustments that everyone has to make, but just remain positive if you're young. Continue to focus on your goals and, you know, just keep pushing forward.
With this new team you signed in June, how did that transpire? You were already in Osaka, Japan, I believe, and now you've moved to another team in Japan. How did the transition happen?
Well, you know, generally when you play overseas, you know, sometimes teams may sign players to multi-year deals, but I would say generally a lot of guys really play one-year contracts. They go from team to team. You know, I was in Osaka, Japan last year playing for Osaka Ivessa. It was a really good team. We had a good season, and the season was cut short due to the coronavirus. And then the season ended, I fulfilled my contract, and I actually had an opportunity to join Niigata Albirex here in Nagaoka. So it's been a different experience so far, but we're working, trying to get better and better every day. And it's even though it's my 13th year in, there's still always an adjustment every year.
What is the makeup of the team for this Japanese-based team? Is it guys from all over the world? Your coach, where is he from?
Well, the coach is Japanese, and generally in the league, the team is going to have – every team is going to have two import players. And most of the time, the two imports will be Americans. And a lot of times, they'll decide to make two big guys, you know, centers and power forwards will probably be the more selected of the guys that they will try to comprise the team of. So the majority of the team will be the Japanese local players, and then you'll have – two domestic or two import players that actually can compete on the floor at one particular time. Now, a team may have more than two imports on the roster, but in the game, at all times, there'll have to be two imports, or if they choose so, it can only be at a maximum two imports, and the other players will be Japanese.
Niigata Albirex was actually formed in 1954. I thought that was interesting.
I think it's probably a big division of a larger sports club. So you'll probably see that Niigata Albirex is probably also has a soccer club. They might have a volleyball club. I know that the basketball team that's here in Nagaoka, this might be their 20th season of having a club that's in the basketball, Japanese basketball first division. So I know they have a lot of promotion that this is the 20th year anniversary of the club. But nonetheless, still a very, very respected and traditional club here in the country.
So your love of basketball hasn't waned since you were just a kid. I'm amazed at this. You're 33 years old, and you're still dunking the ball. I've seen some really amazing pictures of you taking flight, and I'm pretty impressed with your ability. And I'm 41, and I'm thinking if I was 8 years younger, you know, I always dreamt of being a kicker in the NFL. That was my dream, was to go to Alabama. And unfortunately, Richard, I didn't listen on the academic end of it. I thought I could just go down there and walk on and just be a kicker, you know. And, of course, there were academics involved, but my dream was to play in the NFL. But I can't imagine, you know, I see some of these older kickers and they last longer, but in basketball you have to stay in really good physical shape, and I'm impressed that at 33 years old you are able to do that physically.
Yeah, I try my best. I mean, you know, Father Time is undefeated, I have to admit. I mean, it's one of those things that you battle every single day, but you know, when it's your job and you love what you do, you know, you try to give yourself the best edge to compete. You know, the players that, you know, are now my teammates and my competition, you'll find that they're much younger. You know, they're going to be fast. They're going to be strong. They're going to have a lot of stamina. You know, so you have to do what you have to do in the off season and with your personal regimen to be able to keep up. But I'm trying to hang in there as long as I possibly can. And, you know, I still have a little bit left in the tank.
I think there might be a book somewhere, Richard, The Richard Hendricks Plan. I'm serious, man. Because if you you show in your 30s, you know, because so many people, we tend to slow down in life. I was out walking yesterday, and I felt good. I was like, okay, I'm going out to walk. I took my daughter, and she has her little scooter, and we went for about 3 miles around town walking. And I thought, this is what I need to be doing just for life longevity, to keep ourselves healthy, not just an athlete like yourself, but just in general, to keep ourselves in the best shape that we can be is important.
I believe so. I think that's one thing that over my career, just from high school to college, and as a professional, in order to achieve some longevity, you're going to have to educate yourself on, you know, physical fitness, sports science, nutrition, you know, and just how your body particularly functions within playing your sport for what you need to remain competitive. So, I mean, it's something that I'm definitely interested in. It's something that I take pride in. You know, and I think it's not just knowledge that people for athletes need to attain, but I think just for everyone else generally. I mean, your health, as they say, your health is wealth. And, you know, if you can make an investment on that and just make an investment mentally and intellectually on what you need to do to keep yourself in the best condition, I think it only will pay dividends.
One thing we haven't talked about is the two children that you carry around with you there in Japan. How are the kids doing?
They definitely, when your family is used to being abroad, you know, they always make a fine adjustment everywhere they go. So, I mean, so we do the best we can with it. But yeah, like I said, they're kids and they're going to be, as long as you're keeping them happy, wherever the environment is, with the things they like to do, keeping them safe, then that's how we get by.
I love it. And the experience that they have, that's one thing you can never take away. And traveling the world and you experience new people, that does help. My grandfather took me on mission trips when I was a child to Mexico. That has always had an impact on my life and the people down there and the friends that I have. And so there are some connections that can be made to open up to diversity of the world and to gain some experience is also good as well.
Yeah, I believe so. I think that the, you know, the cultural exchange and just, you know, seeing something that's different from where you're from, you know, it definitely has some benefits. I think, like I mentioned as well, from being from Athens, it shows a lot of benefits in the direction of being fortunate and knowing where you're from. So, you know, it's something, like I said, I cherished my experiences, and I'm glad that I can have a lot of people to share in that with me. And, you know, I've gained a lot of knowledge and things that will go with me everywhere I go.
Well, I hope you like sushi.
I do. I mean, you know, I'm not a picky eater. I'm not a picky eater.
That's
but,
good.
You know, I will say that all of the places that I've lived, I mean, you know, you have to enjoy the food and the culture everywhere that you go. And if you're here in Japan, you know, this is sushi is what they like. And they have a lot of other really, really fabulous taste and foods, you know, that I enjoy. But, you know, it's definitely a wonderful experience.
And it's pretty healthy food for the most part, Japanese cuisine.
Well, Japanese lifestyle, just in general, is a healthy lifestyle. You know, they put a very large premium on just wellness in general. And, you know, and you can see this from the young all the way into the old. So when you're here, you kind of have no choice but to get in line with the society, and I see the benefits that come from it.
Are they impressed with your 6'8" frame?
Well, you definitely stand out. that's for sure. I mean, but you know, as a professional basketball player, you're probably going to stand out in most places that you go. but here you definitely stand out. But the people are very nice. You know, but you know, me, I'm generally a simple guy, so I'm just kind of I go to the gym, I go do my work, and then I'm at home getting some rest, getting ready for the next day.
Well, Richard, it has been a real joy to talk to you, and I do wish you well as you continue to play for Niigata Albirex in Japan, and more importantly, on your family, your wife, your children, and much success to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Folks, we have been talking to Richard Hendricks. He is in Nagaoka, Niigata, Japan. He's playing for Niigata Albirex in international basketball. We wish him well. Originally from Athens, Alabama, University of Alabama basketball player, went on to the NBA. We appreciate Richard Hendricks joining us here on The Mark White Show. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, Paula Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.